This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 29th. God's word to you today is Hebron. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 14, verse 12, and it says, "So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You can be as strong as you are at 85 as you are at 40. Do you receive that promise?" Please read Joshua 14, verses 6 to 12. When God has a promise for you, what will happen to that promise is up to you. You must decide, really. God said to Caleb through Moses, "Hebron is yours. Take it." The word Hebron is from the Hebrew word Chevron, and it is derived from the Hebrew words Sheva, meaning to unite, to join. Shever, association. Sheva, companion. Hebron was previously called Kiriath Arba. Arba is one of the descendants of the Amorites, the giants, and he was a great hero to the descendants of Anak, according to Joshua 14, verse 15. But God said to Caleb, "Hebron is yours. Take it." Hebron was the same place where Abraham was first called a Hebrew. It is the same place where Sarah was buried. It was the first capital that God gave David when he became king over Judah. For the first 7.5 years, David ruled from Hebron before he became king over Israel and ruled from Jerusalem. Hebron was a predominant city, and one man says, "It is my portion," and one man took Hebron. You will take your Hebron in the name of Jesus. Hebron in association. The best definition of Hebron that I came across is this. Hebron is a place where we relate with people, not on the basis of what they do for us, but in recognition of God's work in bringing us together. There are some people that you may not like their faces, but they are pivotal to your destiny. There are some people that you may not even like how they talk, but you need them to fulfill your destiny. And that is the place of Hebron. We are better together. You need to look at the big picture. You may not like how I dance, but I'm relevant to your destiny. I may not like how you shout for Jesus, but you are relevant to my destiny. That is what Hebron brings to us. It is a place where we relate to people, not on the basis of who they are or what they do for us. It is a place where we relate to people in recognition of God's work in bringing us together. God's work for the general good, for the big picture. Every time God wants to release a stream into your life, you must have this understanding that you are getting into a place that God has for you, not because you are alone, but because there are destinies that are tied to you. The place of Hebron, the place of the new streams. Think about it. God did not say, "I'm going to give you a new cup of water." If God says a new jug of fresh water, you will know that it is for you and your family, right? What did God say? New streams. How many liters can you drink from the new streams all by yourself? Come as thirsty as you are. By the time you are finished, the stream is still pouring over you. So there must be a bigger picture. God is bringing you in because of a greater destiny. We need to lose sight of this me, myself, and I. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me understand Hebron, the place of new streams, and the people that are relevant to my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.